anybody that will murder a person that is treifa, won't be considered as a murderer, but be considered as, if we may use a foreign term for it, as some kind of manslaughter, but not as a murder, because treifa is not completely alive, and you can murder only something that is completely alive. So there is treifa, which is in some of the people, speaking now about people and not about animals, some of the people that are treifa may walk around in the street without other people seeing that they are going to die. They are doomed, and they are doomed within a certain time, which is, again, anybody in the past and the present may make a mistake about it. A person may be given by the best doctor half a year to live, and will live for a year or two because of a mistake or because of miscalculation of some elements. It may also go the other way around. But we may say that according to the medical notions, this person is going to die within a year, this person is considered alive in every aspect, except that murdering him won't be considered murder, but rather manslaughter. What called? It's a murder in a far lesser degree. That is one point. Now, obviously, a person that is dying, and we'll come to it in a moment, a person that is dying should be considered treifa. But that is, again, a matter of discussion. Whether a person that is just actually dying is also considered as being treifa. The Talmud says, which is an interesting statement, just making the difference between the stages, saying that most of the people that are sick, that are ill, will become healthy. Most of those who are dying, to use the Hebrew, gosesim, most of them are going to die. Now, the definition is made with precision, because it doesn't say all, it says most, which means a person may be objectively dying, and that therefore is a real goses. But perhaps with against all medical help, this person recovers. And because that person recovers, it doesn't mean that he wasn't before a goses. It just means that for some reason, explained or unexplained, the situation has been reversed. The reversal may be a long time change in a situation, or it may be a matter of a few days. But basically, we define it that a goses is a person that is now just dying, not that is in the danger of being dead, or is in a situation that is going to be to die, but is just now on what I call going in a very clear-cut and fast way going towards death, which is, incidentally, even though there is no halachic clear definition about when a person is considered goses, not a complete one, there's also medically speaking, There is no clear-cut way, even though there are different symptoms for a person, the changes in breath, changes in blood pressure, and so on, that seem to be coming imminent, just immediately before, or a very short time before death. They are again not in themselves, they are not completely meaning that death is there, and whether one calls it a miracle or an accident or a mischance, these things happen, that people that are on the brink of death still recover. Now, according to the Jewish law, the position of discourses is one of them is a legal question in one way, and a medical legal question in the other way. The legal question in one way is that until death, a person is alive, which means whether one is considered trifa or even gosses, that person is still completely alive. Completely alive in the sense that he is not deprived of all the rights of the living, and he is considered again among the living, which means, among other things, such a person, even in that sense, it doesn't matter whether this person is a trifa or a gosses. A person may be dying, but he is still legally alive, which means it has all kinds of ramifications about inheritance. Sometimes, especially in countries which they have a high tax on inheritance, it may make a tremendous financial difference. Who died first? But also within the Jewish law, there is a discussion which just shows how important it is that there is two people are killed in an accident. Say, a father and a son. Mother and a son, and the relatives or the heirs have a dispute, which is a very legal dispute. Who died first? Because the question who died first may change or reverse the legal situation of the heirs completely, and so the question about any minute or a second is legally significant, but. The point is that we consider it legally on one hand, that while a person, even 1 second before dying, is still alive, and as a person being alive, he may, as the Jewish law says, puts it, she inherits, and also passes the inheritance to others, consciously or unconsciously. Which is in that sense is not important, but the fact that the gosses is alive, it means that life continues, legally, halachically speaking, up to the last moment of it, which also means that the gosses has the power to give, bequeath anything, as long as he's alive.